Blog Talk Radio.
Security camera ambassador. How you guys doing? Today is March 24th, 2020. Let me make sure everything's working, get everything up and going. Hope you guys are getting ready. Hope you guys is out there fighting the Rona. Hope you guys ain't out there being victims to the Rona. 1 second, you guys. You know what's so funny? I've been doing this thing for a while and I'm never on time. It's like, it doesn't matter how hard I try. Every day, I'm rushing for the show. Every day, I'm on here turning this on and adjusting that and doing this and doing that while the show's going on. Because, you know what? We're family. You know what I'm saying? We're family. You know, I'm going to let you guys see what goes on behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? But we make it happen, all right? Anyways. That was nasty. What we're not going to do, we ain't going to be burping on live TV and live radio. That's what we're not going to do. That's what we're not going to do. Anyway, hello, you guys. How's all my lovely family out there? How's all my Yizer and Victim Stoppers out there? Hope you guys was safe today. I hope you guys was doing everything you can to not be a victim of Corona, of the Rona. Hope you guys, when you was out today, you was keeping your distance from people. Hope you guys was washing your hands. I hope you guys was using your hand sanitizer. Hope you guys was doing everything you can so you will not be a victim of the Rona. Let me send out real quick. I got to send out a little thing to let the people know that I'm live, you know. And tonight, we're going to... something real quick. Last night's show, I really want to apologize for the stream if you was watching the live TV show last night. Because yesterday, across the country, the internet was bad. Anybody who streams live on TV, live on the internet yesterday or was having work on the internet yesterday, everybody was having problems with the internet yesterday. So I want to apologize because I went and looked at the TV show. If you guys haven't seen the TV show, if you listen to me on the radio, the TV show is on Victim Stoppers. Oh, no, it's not. It's on, yeah, it's on VictimStoppersTV.us, right? But the video was trash. The video looked like one of those old karate movies, you know, when the dudes is talking and then the word, then their lips move. So I'm talking, then my mouth will move. I was making a hand gesture, and then my lips will move. It was very, 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 very disturbing because that was a very important show last night. But you guys can still get the message out of last night's show if you see the TV show, right? But you can always go check it out on the radio station, which is VictimStoppersRadio.us. But if you want to tune in to the TV show, I'm just letting you guys know, I know that the video part of it was trash last night. So I don't need nobody sending me no comments talking about Dwayne. What's wrong with your video? Why was it looking like that? Well, because everybody named Mama, literally everybody named Mama, is on the internet these days. Everybody's working from home. People are, you know, going to school on the internet. So the internet was trash yesterday, which made the TV show trash. Well, the TV show wasn't trash. The video part of the TV show was trash. The content was fire. The content was fire. Talk about how we was warned about the coronavirus. If you didn't see last night's show, you need to go check it out. You need to go listen to it right here at VictimStoppersRadio.us, or you need to go check out the TV show at VictimStoppersTV.us because last night's content was fire because we was warned about corona. So now, people, let's get into tonight's topic. If you can see the title right there, I got receipts, baby. I have receipts. I have a receipt for the coronavirus. I have a receipt for the coronavirus. You guys want to see that receipt? Log on to victimstoppers.us, our social network. If you guys are watching me on the TV show right now live, I'm about to talk about it. But you're going to have to go read the whole article on victimstoppers.us. But I have a receipt for the coronavirus. I knew it. See, I always go with my gut. I always go with my gut. And something told me that it is too hard for me to believe that this worldwide virus was started by somebody eating bats in China. Too hard for me to believe that this pandemic, am I saying a word wrong? Right, pandemic, you guys know I would chop up a word. I would chop up a word. You know how people, when they read, they say they dyslexic? Well, I'm dyslexic sometimes when I speak. Some words be sounding this way in my head, and when it come out, I'm like, whoa, I don't think that's the right word. But I think it's pandemic. If I'm wrong, tell me in the chat, you guys, if I'm wrong, if it's not pandemic. Also, I want you guys, I'm going to give some people some time. You guys want to talk to me about this receipt that I have for the coronavirus? You guys can hit me up at area code 516-418-5511. Let's talk about it, baby. It's area code 516-418-5511. Let's talk about this receipt that I have. But before I reveal my receipt, I'm going to talk about another story that I posted on Victim Stoppers today. So let me scroll down to it, you guys. You guys, please join Victim Stoppers, our social network. This is our social network right here. This is for us. This is our CNN. This is our Fox News. This is ours. This is culturally owned right here. But these are the things that we need to know, you guys, so we do not get stuck in the blind again like we did on April 3rd, 2015. We cannot let that happen again, you guys. We need to have a healthy dose of knowledge in our community, in our culture. There's nothing wrong with having some junk food here and there, because I watch my ratchet TV all the time. I love my Black Ink Crew. I love my Black Ink Crew show. I watch it faithfully. You know, I watch Chicago and the original with Caesar. You know, but at the same time, I got to feed my mind. And that's the reason why I'm here, to feed your guys' mind. Every night I'm going to feed you guys that knowledge, man. Because once we know better, we will do better. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, back to Victim Stoppers. And that's victimstoppers.us, our social network. Just, I thought I'd let you guys know that. And right now, it's a private social network, but we're waiving the membership for 3 months. Because we need to get our people on here. So let me go to my first story that I want to talk about this on Victim Stoppers. Hold on. Hold on. Because I got a receipt tonight, you guys. Oh, I got a receipt for that ass. All right. First story I want to talk about that was posted on Victim Stoppers today is right here. Coronavirus traces linger in Bacon cruise cabins for 17 days. So all you people out there that take cruises, all you people that's on Carnival Cruise, and you know, I ain't gonna say nobody's names because I don't want nobody like coming at me talking about, we didn't get nobody to take no cruise because you just said our name. So any of you people out there who like cruises, and all you companies out there that have cruise companies, is that what it's called, a cruise company? Anyway, well, on Victim Stoppers, you guys read over this article I posted today or whatever, right? Right here it shows that they can have a vacant room on these cruise ships at 70 days or something. Slow down, Dwayne. 17 days later, they still see the cases, germs or, traces of the coronavirus. Right? This story source was from Bloomberg.com. Check out the story. See, this is what I'm telling you guys about Victim Stoppers. Every day, we're going to go out there and get that research. Every day, we're going to find the research, and we're going to post the research that us and our community need to know, because we cannot make excuses anymore. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, they're trying to do this to us. Listen to me, you guys. They're not trying to just do it to us. They're doing it to everybody. You see what I'm saying? But my whole thing is, we got to make sure that we take care of ourselves. We have to protect our kingdoms. We have to protect our babies. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I have not seen this story nowhere that the coronavirus is around for 17 days. I did hear that they say you should constantly wipe things down because there's a chance that the virus can linger for like 4 to 5 days. I don't remember hearing them saying 17 days. I don't remember. That's a long ass time. That's a whole damn pay period. 17 days. Depends. Imagine this, you guys. Imagine this. Imagine that cruise ship goes out to sea 3 times a week. Is that right? 3 times a week, say 2, 4, 6. Okay, and 2-day cruises, right? Right? So that's 6 days. So that's, could you, okay, so 2 more weeks. 2 weeks, that's 6, 3, 6. Get it right, Dwayne. 3, 6. That's 6 days. No, 2 weeks. 6. So that shit can go out like maybe 12 times in 17 days if I got my numbers right. Right? So 1 week it go out 3 times. Okay? The second week, which is 14 days, it can go out 3 more times. That's 6 days. Okay. Yeah, so that's 6 different trips. 6 different groups of people. Ooh, my numbers. I'm sorry, you guys. It took too long. So that's 6 different groups of people who had the potential to be exposed to the coronavirus that's six different groups of people who go into the community and expose people to the coronavirus. That's six groups of people that go home, well, travel home, if they flew there, to affect people with the coronavirus. You guys see where I'm going with this thing? So it's very easy for this thing to spread, how it spread it so fast. Then they go home to their family, then their family goes to work or go to school, they might spread it. Then these people go to work, then they spread it. So I can seriously believe how this thing can spread fast. And that's within 17 days, like with this article here. But go read over the article, you guys. It's on Victim Stoppers. Victim Stoppers US is under Victim Stoppers News. All right? Coronavirus traces linger 17 days on cruise ship. All right? So now, let's see what's going. What else is going on. Before I get into, because I keep telling you guys, I got receipts tonight. I got receipts. I got the receipt right here in my hand. I got the receipt right here posted on Victim Stoppers homepage. I got the receipt. Before I get into this receipt, let's talk about our beloved Commander-in-Chief. Let's talk about Donald Trump, our beloved President, Commander-in-Chief, our leader, who's going to get us through this tragic moment in American history. In this tragic moment that we all are going through right now to get us through the corona. Our very intelligent president. All right. Real talk, though. Donald Trump got on TV today and said, yo, we're going to have America back to work by Easter Sunday. I'm about to tell you guys my opinion. Yes, I'm giving my opinion or my thoughts and my feelings about that statement that our Commander-in-Chief said today. He said, if you guys didn't hear me, that America will be back to work by Easter Sunday. And of course, people is giving him a hard time about that statement. There are people, and hold on before I get into this. You guys, I am not a Trump supporter, okay? But I am a supporter of our country. I follow no man. I follow no man. But the way that I think, the way that I feel about this country, I'm like, I don't give a damn who's the president. You need to be accountable for that position, and you need to have your feet put to fire, and you need to make something happen. So now, Donald Trump saying that America will be back to work by Easter Sunday, I agree with him. By me agreeing with Trump does not make me a Trump supporter. That makes me a supporter of getting America back to work again. I back our president 100% on that decision. And this is why. We already know that the average family, the average person in this country live way beyond their means. But this is a trick bag. They're not living well, way above their means because they purposely did it. It's a whole lot of factors why a lot of people live way beyond their means right now. I'm not getting to all that tonight, but I'm going to tell you one quick reason why is this. Because everything in this country, inflation and prices are constantly going through the roof, flying through the roof, higher, 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 higher. But these companies that these people are working for, the pay is not matching the inflation. The pay is not going with how prices are rising. Think about that for a second, you guys. In the past, I would say 8 years at the most. The price for gas is damn near triple. But have any of you guys out there, well, some people have, but the majority of you guys out there, has your income tripled? Think about that for a second, you guys. Has your income tripled? And if your income has not tripled in the past 10 years, whose fault is that? Is that something you might need to look internally? Like, whoa, for a second, homeboy. I'm not moving upward. I'm not having upper mobility. Is that your boss's fault that you work for? Or is that on you to say, like, yo, maybe I need to kick in and do something different so I can maybe make my income triple? See, because you got to understand, so we live in a country that's a capitalistic country. It's about the money here, right? So now, back to what I was saying. So as long as everybody's off from work, there's a whole lot of people that's getting farther and farther and farther in debt when they was already in debt because they already what we call the working poor. So they was already working just to hold on to the little bit that they have. But now you go 3 weeks without working, you go 3 weeks without a paycheck. I'm trying to remember how many people they said in Indianapolis alone applied for unemployment benefits. I almost want to say something crazy like 30. Hold on, I'll look it up real quick. But hold on, I'm gonna look up. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Hold on, you guys. Unemployment. Let's see. What's going on? Let me see. What's that vibrating? Something rough. How many applied? Here we go. Apply application. Let me see. Unemployment benefit application. Hold on, you guys. Deal with me. Indianapolis unemployment application. Application. Applicants or whatever. Is that what I'm looking for? Let's see. There we go. How many? Okay. Indianapolis unemployment benefits. Benefits filed. I'm Googling this off. I should have had this earlier. It's not going to come up now. Anyway, I'm not going to waste too much time. Anyway, I'll figure it out and I'll post it later. But I think they said on something like 30,000 people. Now, you guys, the reason why I'm having this conversation shows the importance of what Victim Stoppers is about. See, Victim Stoppers is your social network. So anybody out there who is a person who's a good numbers person, if you're a person out there who's an HR person, like if you're a person that works in HR, stuff like that, people like you are people we need to be members of Victim Stoppers so you can post stuff on Victim Stoppers that's educating our community, our culture, on how they can improve their life in the employment world. There's a lot of people out there who don't understand the benefits of unemployment. That's why we need people like this, because I believe that if you're a person who's been working somewhere for 10 years, And your pay has not increased by 3 times in 10 years, I look at you as a victim of employment fraud. You see what I'm saying? I look at you as a victim of not having upper mobility. Don't be a victim of not being upper mobile, if that's even a thing. To me, it's a thing. If your life is the same way it was now that it was 10 years ago, that means you're a victim of not being upper mobile. And sometimes we need some motivation, or we need how to become more motivated, become upper mobile. So that's why we need people like that to join Victim Suppers. I'm telling you guys, this whole social network is our manual to get us to a better place where we're not crying a victim. You get what I'm saying? This right here, it's time for us to stop doing all the marching and crying and all that stuff. These right here, this is an action statement right here. Victim Suppers is an action statement. You see what I'm saying? Once you know better, you do better. Could you imagine if we knew about the corona thing back in 2015, here, this April 3rd, 2015, and I was posting this and talking about this on Victim Suppers back then? But now this is a new day. We're going to move forward, just like this radio show. We are moving forward. Okay, you guys? We're moving forward. So anybody out there, I'm telling all my people out there in our culture, people of culture out there, if you're a person, a numbers person, if you're an HR person, if you're a person who understands of unemployment benefits right now where everybody's off work for the next 3 weeks, post that knowledge on Victim Suppers to help our people out. But I want to say it was like 30,000 people. I want to say 30,000. But now, back to Trump, though. I'm with Trump. Damn, I'm moving around a lot, making a lot of noise. I'm with Trump saying that we need to get back to work by Easter Sunday. Now, this is the part that got Trump in hot water, because now everybody, oh, big Trump want to go. If we rush and hurry up, Nancy Pelosi said, I got my Kleenex, you guys, because, and I don't have the Rona, I have allergies. Everybody out there, I don't have the Rona, I have allergies. And then somebody's all like, mm-hmm, yeah. You know the people who say they don't got it is the one who got it. But I got to blow my nose, you guys, and I don't want to do it live on the radio. So I'm going to pause. I'm going to mute my microphone. You guys, I had to blow my nose, man. And I'm gonna tell you guys the crazy part. My allergies act up always early in the morning and at night. And anybody knows this time of year, if you're a person that has bad allergies, you understand my pain. But I just don't want. Have you guys ever been in a restaurant and you see somebody and they nasty ass blow their nose at the table? Next time you see somebody do that nasty shit at a restaurant, you go to them and say, you're a carrier of the Rona. Or just stand up and say, you got the Rona. That's so nasty. So I'm not going to blow my nose on the radio. I'm not going to blow my nose on TV and on the radio. Anyway, back to what I was saying. So Trump, they pissed off at Trump because they're like, why you, especially Nancy Pelosi, why you gonna run and hurry and get everybody back to work? They're gonna spread the corona and kill all the elderly people, kill all the old people. Old people are gonna die if we get back to work before Easter Sunday. Trump was like this, well, could you imagine we don't go back to work by Easter Sunday? How many people gonna kill themselves from suicide? That's the first time I heard that man say something that was halfway smart. Somebody probably wrote it for you. Probably had it written on his hand. He probably had it written in the palm of his hand. But his response was, do you realize if we don't get back to work, how depressed people are going to get? Could you imagine if we don't get back to work, how much crime is going to go up and people are going to be out here looting? Now the law enforcement got to get in and start killing Americans do you realize? So you, it's like this. You gotta give and take a little bit here. Like, we love our elderly. We love our elderly people. But at the same time, yo, we got to get this country back to work. I think I was watching a girl on The View with her fine self. I got a crush on her, too, on The View. And she was talking about what she says about a point. Like, my kids love their grandparents. My kids love their grandparents. So why we want to rush the thing and so the elderly, they have a chance to lose their grandparents? It's like this, people. This is not a perfect situation that we're in right now. This is not a perfect situation we're in right now. It's going to have to be some casualty somewhere, and I'm not trying to be crass or mean or nothing, but it's going to have to be some type of tragedies in order for the next step. Could you imagine if the country was shut down for 90 days? It would be pandemonium out there. Do you guys understand that? Folks will be losing their mind. You thought people was acting crazy a couple weeks ago fighting on some damn toilet paper. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? You're going to be worried about grandma, right? Because grandma's going to be walking outside. Somebody's going to boop and hit grandma on her head. Somebody's going to gunk grandma if they don't get back to work. Not saying that I want old people to die or nothing. Hell, some people say I'm old. Somebody say, yeah, Dwayne, your old ass is going to die. Well, I know my old ass is going to die. But at the same time, I get it. I have to say it. I'm not bigging up Trump, but I get it. Sometimes as a leader, sometimes as a boss, you have to make some unpopular decisions. Sometimes you have to say some things to kick people in the ass to get them motivated. So Trump is pretty much telling you guys, look, y'all got a deadline. Y'all better figure this thing out. Y'all better take this corona thing and figure it out because we need to get people back to work. I get it. All right, how much time I got left? Because I got to talk about my receipt. I got 27 minutes. Ooh, I hate that word I got. I have 27 minutes. 27 minutes. So before I reveal my receipt, because I have a receipt. Now, so people out there, I'm telling you guys, we have to do our part as citizens. Real talk. All jokes aside, I know I like to laugh and joke, but we have to do our part. We have to do the distance thing. We have to stop going to these grocery stores, acting a fool, fighting over toilet paper, and taking everything off the shelves. We have to wash our hands and live a life of good hygiene, which I don't understand why a person would not have good hygiene, but everybody can't be me, okay? Wash your hands. Wash your ass. Cover your mouth. When you coughing and sneezing, you know what I'm saying? Start having more respect for your fellow citizen around you. Okay? Because they shutting down these cities or whatever, but they're giving everybody a chance. Like, look, we're going to shut these cities down. Like, I believe in Indianapolis, the mandatory shutdown starts tonight at midnight, I believe. And they're going to be adding more and more cities and states and stuff or whatever. But they're going to watch back and like, look, everybody just do what y'all got to do so we can get through this thing and move forward. Oh, wow, listen to that. Move Forward. That's the name of this radio show, Moving Forward. If you're just listening, you're listening to Victim Stoppers Radio at Yizer Victim Stoppers Radio. If you haven't tuned in before, you can go to victimstoppersradio.us. Moving Forward here every night. Speaking of that real quick, I have to figure out what time I want to do my show. And why am I talking so fast? I have to figure out if I do want to do my show at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. Or I might split the difference and do it at 9:30. Because my days always shift so much. My days are always changing. But at the same time, I'm dedicated to this Victim Stoppers thing. I'm dedicated to the radio station. I'm dedicated to the TV station. So it's just like anything else. I just have to schedule it and stick with that schedule. You know what I'm saying? I just got to stick with the schedule. So I'm going to pick it 9:30. It's going to be 9 o'clock, 9:30 or 10 Eastern Standard Time. But anyway, so now, you guys out there, if we do our part, look like the government is doing their part, okay? so we can get our lives back together, because I need you guys to get back to work. We need to get back to work. Because in our culture, before this thing even happened, we was already behind the eight ball. So right now, listen to any guys who can hear my voice right now or see my face, anybody's in our culture right now, please take this time off, though, and start working on plan B and C. Because we can already tell right now, in that moments like that, everybody's lives can change. So let's start working on plan B and C. Like I tell you guys all the time, if you had a business idea that you've been talking about for years, start working on it. If you have an idea for a book, start blogging. Start blogging. As a matter of fact, start blogging on our other social network, Yizer. If you're a minority business or minority professional, we have a social network strictly for people who want to start their business and stuff. Start, join Yizer, which is Y-I-Z-Z-O-R, and start blogging and stuff like that. If you're a person who want to get into video production, start posting your videos and stuff on Yizer, because it's a social network for us to support each other. But what I'm trying to say is, you guys, let's get smart. Let's take this moment and call this a moment of clarity. This is a moment of clarity for us to decide that we want to change the dynamic and the direction of our culture. Let's not sit around and wait for a handout. If I hear one more person talking about, oh my God, they're going to give family members $1,000, or they're going to give family members $2,000, that ain't no damn money. That ain't no damn money. You're going to get that $2,000 and go spend it with somebody outside of our community. It's some money. Maybe that could be a good half of a reparation check, where you can get some money and invest it in a business. So now we can have some people of culture businesses. And somebody told me that, Dwayne, I need to stop saying minority and say people of culture, because they changed the game for minorities. Y'all know what I'm talking about with people of culture. People of culture. So we was already behind the eight ball. So let's not be behind 2 8 balls. Sit down and take this time, this moment of clarity, and start putting together your plan B, your plan C. Like I said, you might not necessarily want to be the one to run a business. Get with a small organization like Victim Stoppers or Digital Guard or Yizer or 14 Generations Media, and be an executive in that organization and do your part and grow with that thing. Mushroom with that thing. Because, see, we all can't be CEOs. We all can't be the entrepreneur, but we can also be on teams. Think about this. Most of us have already been on somebody else's team. That's why I think they said like 30,000 people standing in line right now to get the unemployment benefits. Nothing wrong with that. But why not change the switching ahead? Just click another switching ahead. Just go up another level, and you'll be amazed what you will figure out and how your life can change. Okay? My next story, I posted on Victim Stoppers today before I had my receipt. It's this story right here. I have to talk about my brothers. Where's my hat at? You guys got to read these stories. They're on the front page of Victim Stoppers. Hold on for a second. I got to get my cover. If you guys watch me on the TV, I got my colors on, baby. I got my cover on. I got on my U.S. Navy hat. On Victim Stoppers, I posted this story today. Coronavirus strikes naval carrier at sea. 3 sailors evacuated. Corona is on the USS Roosevelt. I think it was the Roosevelt. Is it the Roosevelt? I think it's the Roosevelt. Yeah, USS Roosevelt. Now, I'm going to tell you guys something about being on a naval ship, right? An aircraft carrier is the biggest ship in a naval fleet, okay? See, when I was in the Navy, I was on the USS Enterprise, the Big E. CVS 65, one of the best aircraft carriers ever been in the fleet of the United States Navy. That's right, the Big E. The Big E has little minions. Everybody has a minion. Hello, Amanda. Nice for tuning in. So, the USS Roosevelt is one of the ships that's in the naval fleet. Now, let me explain to you guys how big an aircraft carrier is. An aircraft carrier is a floating city, right? The USS, An aircraft carrier can hold anywhere from 5,000 people to maybe 8,000 people. And with those people that's on there, it also has airplanes on there. It has helicopters on there. But an aircraft carrier, like I said, is like a floating city. They have a movie theater on there. They have like 3 dining halls on there. Some of them are open 24 hours. We can eat anytime you want. Some of these aircraft carriers have a bowling alley on them. So this is how big these ships are, right? It's a floating city. But this is the thing, though. It's all close quarters. So just like my story, as you can see, on Victor Stoppers, you get a chance, go to victorstoppers.us, join Victor Stoppers on social network, and read this story here. Well, these 3 sailors on this ship that has 5,000 people on there tested positive with corona, right? It's a big ship, but very tight quarters, okay? So in such tight quarters, I can almost guarantee you as soon as they found out that those guys tested positive for corona, they scooped them up so quick and ran them down to medical and isolate them from everybody. Because on a ship like that, it's been many times I've been on our ship and one person gets sick and it's called a berthing where we all sleep at and everybody be sick. Quick. I mean like that, just quick. I mean, you be in a berthing, say if it's like 60 of us living in a berthing. One person can be sick and the next day you have like 20-some people sick. They had to get these guys off this ship ASAP. You on a ship and you out in the middle of the ocean somewhere, ain't nowhere to go. You in these tight quarters. It's worse here than on that cruise ship I was talking about tonight. They cannot afford to have sailors out to sea getting sick with corona. Yeah, wow, Amanda. Exactly. It's crazy. Like, even like I told you guys, I tell stories about the time when I was in boot camp, and it was 83 of us, 83, 84 of us, and they gave us a flu shot. They gave us a flu shot, and within that next morning, all 84 of us had the flu. And we was all young. We was like 17, 18, 19 years old, sick as hell the next morning. Sick as hell. And they already knew that on the naval base, the day that they give us a flu shot, that's the day that everybody's going to be down in medical. So could you imagine you out on a ship in the middle of nowhere and you found out there's some sailors on the ship that got the coronavirus? I guarantee you they had them boys out off that ship within 24 hours. I guarantee it. They got them boys off that ship quick. But see, this is the thing, though. This is the thing. That doesn't mean that there's not... I mean, the ship you got to clean all the time, but that doesn't mean that the corona's still not on there. Because remember I told you guys the coronavirus can last 17 days. 17 days on the surface, right? On these ships, all got shared showers. And those birds, we share showers. Not together. Hold on. Let me rephrase that. Hold on. Let me not say it like that. We're not soaping up together. No. It's not a federal penitentiary situation. Let me rephrase that part. But when you live in this berthing on these ships, it might be like 20 or 30 guys living in that berthing, but it might only be 8 showers. They private showers where you take a shower, you close the curtain, and it's like a little thing. It's like it's like this camera in my hand. It's like a little ball that you hold in your hand that's on a thing, and you spray yourself down with a hose. I know it used to be like that when I was in the Navy. They might have changed it now, but and you spray yourself down like so. It got a thing like this. And you're spraying yourself down or whatever, right? But as soon as you get out the shower, there's another sailor right there to jump in the shower. There's nobody going in the shower, cleaning the shower down before the next man jump in there. The showers get cleaned that next morning. There's actually a crew, believe it or not, on our naval ships. Their job is to clean all day. There's actually housekeepers. That's their job, is to clean the ship. But there's nobody cleaning those showers after every shower. Kind of like at the strip club. You guys ever been to the strip club? And every time somebody gets off the pole, they wipe the pole down. They wipe the pole down. There's nobody wiping the shower stalls down on naval ships. I'm sure now, since on the USS Roosevelt, three sailors that came up with the coronavirus, they got somebody wiping it down. So, yes, pray for my brothers in the Navy who got the corona. But check out the story. It's on Geyser. I mean, it's on Victim Stoppers, on Victim Stoppers News. But I only got 14 minutes, so I got to get to my receipt. I got a receipt tonight. I got a receipt tonight. All right. Here we go. Here's my receipt. Here's my receipt. It might be part two to this. I got a receipt for the coronavirus. I told you guys. I asked you guys the question the other day. Is there a chance that the coronavirus could be man-made? Or is the coronavirus really the result of somebody eating a bat? I certainly will. Oh, please, thank you, Amanda. All right. Was the coronavirus man-made? Or did the coronavirus really come from them eating bats in China? Well, guess what I posted today? What I posted today on Victim Stoppers. Here I go with this nose. Oh, sorry. This is what I posted today. There is a patent. There is a patent out there. If you guys don't know what a patent is, there is a patent for the coronavirus. Now, before I get into my receipt for tonight, let me tell you guys right now that this patent does not necessarily mean that this particular strain of the coronavirus is this patent. But this does show proof of my thought pattern of there's a good chance that this thing could be man-made. And here it is right here. Patent for severe acute respiratory syndrome, coronavirus. Patent was applied for November 16th, 2006. You guys hear that? Coronavirus that was created in a laboratory had a patent issued to it on 11/16/2006. That patent number is US 2006257852. You guys don't believe me? Go to victimstoppers.us and look at this receipt. I got it right here. It's right there. But this is the trick bag about this whole situation. Like I told you guys, it's always a trick bag. You always have to pull back that curtain to see what's behind that curtain. Those first letters in that patent, U.S., U.S. stands for United States. So that means a company in the United States created this coronavirus and went and got a patent for it. Now, this is where you guys come in at. This is where my Victim Stoppers come in at. But I want my Victim Stoppers to go out there and do your own research to, one, check my receipt. Fact check my receipt first, because we don't ever want to be accused of fake news. Okay? Then once you check my receipt, do some more research and find out if this strain of the coronavirus has anything to do with the one that's out right now. Because it's hard for me to believe that you can create a coronavirus, right, and then it gets out into a bat, not unless you injected the bats with them and released the bats in the public and the bats was getting eaten in China. Now, I can see that theory, but either way, the coronavirus was man-made and it got out. Now, after you guys do your research, I want you guys to come back to Victim Stoppers. And I want you guys to post comments about this receipt right here. See, that's the thing about this new media that we have here. That's the reason with this new media, Victor Stoppers. See, what we're going to do, we're going to fact check. Because anything that you post on there, our board is going to go through and make sure that it ain't no fake news. Our board is going to go through and make sure that it's not no bullshit. Then we're going to release it out. So now, what I've done, and my staff, we took our time and we found this receipt today. Because everybody kept on saying, yo, I don't believe that somebody would make a virus like that. Why wouldn't you believe that? What do you think these big laboratories are doing? What do you think the Eli Lillys are doing? What do you think the Roche Diagnostics are doing? What do you think they're doing? Hell, this is a chemical that was made in the lab. This hand sanitizer. What do you guys think that is? This damn, what is this I'm drinking tonight? My scotch. What do you think they're doing? Half the food that we eat is made out of GMOs and fake shit, stuff put together in the laboratory. So how is it so far-fetched for anybody out there to think that this coronavirus could not be man-made? There's even a description on here of why they made the coronavirus. I said corona. Yeah, coronavirus. Because think about this, you guys. Think about this. They make, a lot of times they make the, what am I trying to say? They make the disease. They make the disease or the virus or whatever. But then they also, then they work on making the cure. You see what I'm saying? And there's words out there to say right now, there's already a cure out there for the coronavirus. Vaccination. That's what I'm trying to say. Vaccination. I'm going to find that receipt. I haven't found that receipt, but I'm on my way to find that receipt. I heard that the vaccination for coronavirus was made by a company over in Europe. That's over in Europe. So I'm going to find it. But I got a receipt tonight, you guys. I told you guys I was going to find this receipt. Something in my gut. Something in my spirit was telling me there's no way that this thing can possibly just be made by they was eating bats from a farmer's market out in China. You guys, let me explain something to you guys. We are living in a new day now. Our lives have changed due to this coronavirus thing right here. Now, I'm not saying that it got released because somebody's trying to do something malice and kill us off. I'm not saying that part. I don't know, but that will come out in the wars too. Was it a mistake that it got out? Or is this really somebody with chemical warfare and they trying to kill off some people? But this is what I can say, though, as a business owner, give you guys an example. Came up with a new product, right? Imagine you have a baking company and you got this new cookie, right? To promote that new cookie, you're going to give out samples. To promote that new cookie, you're going to like, hey, try my new cookie out. You got to get the word about your cookie. Yeah. So now I'm going to ask you guys this question tonight. Is it too far-fetched that the company who owns the coronavirus, like, yo, we need to release this coronavirus out so we can make money off of the vaccine? Is that too far-fetched? If they said, we released this coronavirus, we know it's going to kill an X amount of people, but we don't care about the people who died. That's what you call shrinkage. Anybody in business understand what shrinkage is? Like, you know how many times we've got security cameras? Like I told you guys, our cameras come from China. You know how many times I told you guys we get cameras, right? I might order 1,000 cameras, and it might be 10 of them that doesn't work. That's shrinkage. That's loss. So if they're like, okay, let me get my numbers here. You know, guys, I always have numbers. Now, check me out now. I got, oh, we got 5 minutes. Holy moly, guacamole. Okay, let's look at this real quick. Right now, coronavirus worldwide has confirmed 417,666 confirmed people with coronavirus, right? People who have been cured from the coronavirus is 108,312. How many people have died from the coronavirus is 18,605 people. That's shrinkage. I'm not being insensitive, you guys. So don't say that I'm looking at these 18,000 people lost their life like their lives wasn't shit. I'm not saying that. What I'm trying to say from a business perspective, from a pharmaceutical company's perspective, you got to have some losses to get some gains. So think about this. They potentially have 417,666 new clients. They already have 108,312 paying clients. And this thing is growing. This thing is growing. They had already said before this year is over, who knows how many people are going to have the coronavirus. But guess what? They're going to have the vaccination out there. They're going to get money. They're not giving away the vaccination for free. They're not giving away for free, people. So please tell me how this cannot be too far-fetched, that there's a good chance that this thing was put out on purpose so they can make money off of it. Because I know I would if I'm in that business. That's what you do. That's what you do. Every business has to eat off of something, just like out in the ocean. You see what I'm saying? A shark eats something. A smaller fish eats something. That's just the nature of the beast. The strong survive. Think about this. The 18,000 people, guess what? Let me tell you who's happy about these 18,000 people that lost their life. People that worked in mortuaries. People that run funeral homes. Think about that for a second. I saw an article today where they're saying there's funeral homes that can't keep up getting the caskets. This is the best thing that's ever happened to some people in their business. I know this might sound harsh for a lot of you guys to believe out there, but that's the reason why I created Victim Stoppers, because we got to come out the darkness, you guys. This is not no conspiracy stuff. Everything I talk to you guys is receipts. So we can get better so we do not get caught like this again. I got 2 minutes to go. I got to go. You guys, thank you guys for tuning in. Please join Victim Stoppers at victimstoppers.us. It's a private social network. There's only room for 100,000 members. And it's not a free social network, but it's free for the next 90 days because we got to get everybody involved here, right? We are getting everybody. We have to have a private social network because we don't want to be like the book and have a whole bunch of garbage and stuff on there. We're doing a whole totally different thing here, but please join Victor Stoppers. Make posts that's going to make sense to help people have a better life. That's victimstoppers.us, okay? Also, since everybody's stuck in the house now because of the corona, check out our TV network. DigitalGuardTV.com. Go learn about our security cameras right here. Support DigitalGuard at DigitalGuardLive.com. At DigitalGuardLive.com, get our high-definition security cameras. But go to DigitalGuardTV. There's some entertainment stories on there. I got stories on there when I'm traveling around the country, hanging cameras. Crazy stuff. Check it out. But I got to go. Thank you guys all the time. But like I tell you guys all the time, knowledge is not power. The use of knowledge is power. Peace. I'm out. If I'm not here tomorrow, that's a good time. I'm in this chance. I'm in paradise. Have a good night. Thank you. Go look at some seats. So go to victimstoppers.us. I'm out. Thanks for tuning in, Amanda. And everybody else is out there listening. Peace.
Tell Roger Hood, flashing max on the cop, the way a gangster.